6 Minute English, the show that brings you an interesting topic, authentic listening practice, and 6 new items of vocabulary. I'm Dan.
And I'm Neil. In this episode, we'll be discussing if happiness is genetic.
How happy would you say you are, Neil?
Oh, I'm pretty happy, I think. Why do you ask?
Well, in March this year, the UN published its 5th World Happiness Report.
Is that the one that ranks all the countries based on how happy they are?
Oh, you've heard of it then.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, there are 155 countries included, and Norway came top of them all, overtaking Denmark, which was the leader for the years 2012 to 2016.
Well, what about the UK then?
Ah, well, that's this week's question, isn't it? Where did the UK place? Is it A, in the top 10, B, between 11th and 20th, or C, after 21st?
Well, I'm going to say C, after 21st.
Okay, you know the drill. No answers until the end of the show.
So Norway, eh? And Denmark the previous year? They're neighbours.
Yes, in fact, for the last 5 years, the results have been pretty much the same. Nordic countries tend to dominate the top of the table.
Dominate, meaning control. Okay, well, how are the results decided?
It's very simple. They ask 1,000 people in each country a single subjective question.
Subjective means based on personal experience, beliefs, or feelings. Well, what's the question?
Imagine a ladder with steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top. The top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you, and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. On which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time?
That's actually quite simple.
Yep. The Nordic countries all score an average close to 7.5 out of 10.
So we have a number of neighbouring countries which all claim to be extremely happy. There must be a connection. Is it the weather?
Well, that's a logical conclusion, but there is another idea. I'll let Professor Andrew Oswald from the University of Warwick explain.
We think that there's a genetic component in part to why the Danes do so well, coming so regularly at the head of happiness international league tables. It does appear from the data that the Danes have the smallest amount of the, you might say, dangerous, short kind of genetic pattern. So they may have a kind of inoculation against the possibility of depression.
So, Professor Oswald mentioned there's a genetic component, or part, to Danish DNA, which gives them an inoculation, or illness protection, against depression and sadness.
Yep, all of the Nordic countries have a similar makeup.
But he said, in part. That means it doesn't explain everything. So there's something missing.
There's no fooling you. Michael Booth has written a book about Nordic happiness. He has another theory.
There are so many reasons why the Danes are happy, why they're content, that have nothing to do with DNA. Of course they're happy. They're rich. They're sexy. They're funny. They don't work that much.
Ah, so being rich, funny, sexy, and not working much is why they're content, meaning satisfied. That sounds a bit like you, Dan.
I can't publicly comment on that, Neil, I'm sorry. But there is one more piece that we're missing. Hygge. It's a loan word, and it only just appeared in the British dictionaries. We don't have a direct translation, but it basically means coziness.
Coziness, meaning warm, comfortable and safe.
Yes, Danes love simple comforts. A warm, cozy room, some drinks, some candles, a fire, and they're happy. Maybe that's the secret.
Well, the secret to my happiness right now is finding out if I was right in the quiz.
Oh, yes. I asked, where did the UK place in the World Happiness Report 2017? A, in the top 10, B, between 11th and 20th, or C, after 21st?
I said C, after 21st.
And I'm afraid you're wrong, my friend.
Ugh.
We placed B, between 11th and 20th. We were actually 19th.
Well, let's make our listeners happy by going through the vocabulary.
Okay. First, we had dominate. If you dominate something or someone, you control it. It's quite an aggressive word. You wouldn't use it for people much. But give us an example, Neil.
You can talk about a team dominating play in a sport. Next, we had subjective. If something is subjective, it is based on personal experience, beliefs, or feelings rather than facts, which are objective. What type of things are subjective, Dan?
Oh, it's our opinions of art, music, jokes, food. Oh, you know, I like sausages and ice cream, but no one else does.
Just because it's disgusting.
Then we had component. A component is part of something that makes up a larger whole. Televisions and computers have many components in them.
And a person can be an essential component in a team, like a goalkeeper in football. After that was inoculation. An inoculation is a form of disease protection. It is a synonym of, Dan?
Vaccination. I went on holiday last year and I had to have my inoculations updated. Then we had content. If you are content, you are satisfied and want nothing. What makes you content, Neil?
Oh, a warm, sunny day in my garden with a good book. And finally, we had coziness. Coziness comes from cozy, which means warm, comfortable and safe. Where's cozy for you, Dan?
Oh, that's easy. On a freezing cold day, it's tucked up in bed with a nice cup of tea. And that's the end of today's 6-Minute English. Please join us again soon.
And we're on social media too, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. See you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
6-Minute English from BBC Learning English.